Numbers, Deuteronomy. It's going to be spoken about in Joshua and Judges, 1 and 2 Kings. It's going to be talked about and lamented about in Jeremiah and Nehemiah. It's going to be spoken about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and in the book of Hebrews. It is going to span the entire Bible, this one event. For this day, you are at a crossroads. You are at a significant place in your life where it appears there is no way, that there is no options, there is no room for error. There is an army pursuing you on the backside, and there's an uncrossable body of water before you. You've got nothing but God. And you're waiting for Him to make a way. This might be today, for this church, for Living Grace Church, a defining moment. A moment when we say we have been somewhere, but we are going somewhere. And we are going to walk on. And we are going to press on. And we are going to move on. Even though the way looks uncrossable, the way looks difficult, we are defending and protecting and trusting in God to make a way when there seems to be no way. It's an event where you're going to say, no longer am I the boss of me. Jesus, I have come to you. That's what I'm praying for. In Exodus chapter 14, it helps us see that. As you remember the overarching principle of this series, you can't go with God as you are. You and I cannot go with God and stay where we are. So we go to Exodus chapter 14. We look at last week in Exodus 13, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, taking them on the southern route, not the northern shortcut through the sea coast or the middle cut through, but through the southern way, the hard way, the long way. God is guiding them. He is moving them. He is directing them. But now they stand on the precipice of a sea. 600,000 men, plus children, plus women, plus elderly, plus livestock, plus cattle, plus servants of other ethnicities, even Egyptians, were all on the edge, all on the shore, all on the line. Egypt has opened up its arms and its armies, and they are in numbers. So Exodus 14 seems to be the day where the Exodus is going to end, because there's going to be bloodshed, and there's going to be a sword, and there's going to be a massacre of people right at that bank. Either they drown in the water, or they die by the sword. There is no way out, but we are going to see God's deliverance, God's redemption, God's plan. When there is no way, there is God's way. When all hope is lost, there is hope in Him. When there is no courage, there is no strength, we can take courage and strength in Him. That's what they do. And I'm going to read a rather long passage of Scripture, and so I've asked for the lights. Ronnie, help me out, brother. Give me everything you got. I want you to see your Bible. I want you to see the Word of God. So if you have the Word, take it out, and I want you to follow along. It's going to be easy for you to get lost a bit in this 26 verses of Scripture, but I just can't tell part of the story today. It's the defining moment of the Old Testament. So, can I read a little bit of the Word to you? Lord will fight for you. You only have to be silent. Tell the people of Israel, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground, and I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, so they shall go in after them, and I will give glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts, his chariots, and his horsemen. a strike of F-35 Stryker planes, attack Predator drones, Humvees, armored trucks, soldiers on foot. Everything you've got is coming at you. Or have even recognized that every one of us in this room, including yours truly, we have enemies. Sometimes there are enemies in the open. They're known enemies. They're sworn enemies. Maybe you have your own nemesis, like a superhero and his evil villain counterpart. Maybe they're unknown. Some of us have enemies in this room that we don't even know about. Some of you have enemies online. Some of you have enemies at your workplace. Some of you may even work for your enemy. Some of you might be married to them. My wife and I, Jennifer, we were at a marriage conference once. I think I shared this, but the teacher had us look at each other as husband and wife and declare on in unison, "I'm not your enemy." And it was a silly little exercise to look at your spouse and say, "I'm not your enemy." But you know what I found? There's a bunch of couples who are at war with one another. Here's another point. Not only do you have enemies, guess what? You're somebody else's enemy. I have enemies, but some people, maybe I'm. See, this vengeful army is chasing them. This vengeful army is coming against them, and there is no way out. And you need to recognize in your life, you're not going to please everybody. You're not going to be friendly to everybody. Not everybody is going to like you. Not everybody likes me. We all have enemies. The question is, what are we going to do with them? How are we going to respond to our enemies? And this is a good testimony to what these people are going to do. Is they have enemies. They've had enemies. The Egyptians are their enemies. The Egyptians are coming after them. But so what are they going to do? Well, we see, number two, that this people is a running people. In fear and in anguish, the first thing they do is they're just terrified. They're running in fear. They're leaving. Verse 11 and 12, they start complaining. First, they complain to Moses. They say to Moses in verse 11, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt?" In other words, Jews bring us out here to die. Aren't you happy with yourself? They also say in verse 12, "Didn't we tell you this would happen? need. I'm calling on the one who will defend me. You better watch out. You attack one of the Lord's people, you might be in for a fight in your life. See, the Egyptians are coming, and the people, but they're scared, they're fussing, they're crying. And they go to Moses. They go to Moses, number three. They go to Moses, and they're making Moses have a very difficult decision. Moses, in verse 13 and 14, goes before the Lord, and he's kind of crying out. He's saying, Lord, what are you going to do? Army's coming. Big sea in front of me, and he's between a rock and a hard place. He's caught. But he declares to him, I believe, after hearing from the Lord. I mean, goodness gracious, how are you going to cry and grumble when the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire are protecting you on the back? And you got Moses, who's done the miracles and the plagues and who's spoken for the Lord on the front. I mean, you would think they would have nothing to be afraid of. But they caught Moses between a rock and a hard place. He's stuck. And he says in verse 13 and 14 to them, the words that I need every day of my life. Fear not. Stand firm. See the salvation of the Lord. The Egyptians that you see today, you will never see them again. For the Lord will fight for you. You only have to be silent. I need that verse every day. Fear not, shame. Fear not. Fear not. Stand firm. You're about to see the salvation of the Lord. You have your help coming from the Lord. You have your courage coming from the Lord. You have the protection of the Lord who doesn't sleep nor slumber. And you have to only watch Him fight the battles. Now, that's what I have a problem. I'm okay with standing firm, fear not, watch God. I like to do that. I like to talk. I like to defend my faith. He says, be silent. He says, be silent. think about it. Don't fight it anymore. You just rest in me. I'll take care of it. Because he's going to